and give us something to think about and feed us during the week. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. We're talking about Joseph's life, aren't we? The whole Bible, from A to Z, from Genesis to Revelation, talked about something. Justice. Justice. Justice is a debt. Justice is a debt that all societies owe its constituents. It's a debt. It's not an ideal. It is not a passing thought. It's not a whim. It is a debt that society owes its constituents. Every human government that's ever been set up, every human government that has ever existed, owes its constituents, its members, the society, a debt of justice, a debt of justice. And how many times, when you look in the Bible, when you watch the old westerns, I mean, some of you probably don't do that. Probably most of you don't do that. But the old westerns, what is all of the plot of every book that's ever been written? What is the plot of every movie, nearly, that's ever been done? The good guy versus the bad guys, and the bad people get in charge. God, in the law of Moses, it was a wrangling, a continual wrangling for thousands of years, really, to try to give people justice. And I want you to think about it.
We have two ladders.
Okay. This one here is wrong. And this one here is right. Okay? Wrong and right. Now, in the Old Testament, there was strict laws of how a person would be tried for a capital offense. Had to be very plain. You could never execute a man if there was any chance that he was not guilty. Period. In history, many innocent people have been murdered by execution, by societies. They have been. Murder is murder. Okay? An execution is an execution. It's executing justice. But when you kill somebody that is not guilty, then that is murder. Society is guilty of murder. Right. What about if you're right and you're poor in society? What part of the ladder are you on? What about if you're wrong in a society, and what part of the ladder are you on as far as society goes? This is a thinking thing, okay? Makes you think. But the whole Bible is written around this order. It's order. It's cosmos. It is order. It is truth. You could put over here truth and lies over here. Should it cost a person everything that he has to prove that he is innocent? In society, to acquire justice? How much should society and justice protect that he that is wrong? Just think about it. Then we'll go and look at the Bible. All through the history of mankind, we talked about the beginning of the American dream this morning, and I don't guess anybody's here that was here this morning except Roger and Abe. John B. Stetson, the Stetson Hat Company. You know, my stepfather, Dale Remley, he always had a Stetson hat. It sat directly on his head, completely straight. It was perfect and flawless, and it had perfect form all the time. And he would wear that hat, and it was wherever you saw him, you saw a man in perfect clothing and everything. That was him. Of course, he was a pure 24 karat gold column, but that's the way it was. John B. Stetson. He set out to make hats. He was a hatter. He went out into Colorado, got caught out there in rough weather, met a lot of cowboys, everything, and he saw a need for a product, and he built the Boss of the Plains hat. And the first one he built for himself, he sold it for a $5 gold piece, just like that, and every one he could build, he sold them. So he went back to Philadelphia and began to build those hats. And you talk about the American dream. I don't want to preach this all over again, but this is justice. See, I'm on justice. Hatters were a helter-skelter people. Many of them had been poisoned by mercury. Their brains were scrambled and everything else. They didn't have any. They just migrantly went from one place to the other. But he had to build a business, and he needed hatters that would be dependable. So he built schools for their children, and of course, even American society and the European society, they did not want the working class people to have any education. But he was going to give them a chance. He built hospitals, and he built schools, and he built homes for them, comfortable homes, and he gave them a comfortable place to work. And he employed 5,000 people. And he was pouring out hats fast. They could do, making a lot of money. He built schools all over America. And colleges everywhere, and hospitals. Sometimes they could change the name to John B. Stetson Hospital or John B. Stetson College or whatever. Henry Ford came along. Henry Ford copied what John B. Stetson did. The assembly line. Stetson invented the assembly line with the hats. They were all done by hand before, but he built machines to build hats. He had 9 years after he died, there was still 5,400 employees in his business carrying on what he had done. They had health care before health care was ever mandated. Didn't have to tell him to do it. Henry Ford, he built the assembly line. He built cars, automotive industry. What made him great is he took care of his employees. John B. Stetson was a Baptist, and he brought all of his Baptist principles into his business. Because he had read the Bible. When you read the Bible, you're going to take care of your fellow man. Stetson said, I have plenty. He built an 8,000 square foot house that is called a palace. Stetson Palace down in Florida. But he gave much of his wealth away to help other people with education, people, to get them up. I said this morning that Sunday school was started by Baptist churches to get people out of the work, Europe and America. When a child got to be 5 to 7 years old, he was in the workforce with no education and no way to ever raise above that. Stetson and Ford changed that. And the Baptist Sunday school committees that started and educated the children, one day a week they would educate them so they could get an education and learn how to read and write. They didn't even know whether somebody was cheating them with mathematics on time. Ford did the same thing. And that's how we got the idea of owning a home and being able to retire. Stetson gave them shares in the company. Ford gave them shares in the company. By the time they got old enough where they couldn't work, they could retire. That's before Social Security or anything else. That's people being honest and looking at justice. At justice. Justice. In a society, if you have to, if you are right, and you have to fight, and it takes everything that you have to prove that you're right, the society has failed you. Every human government, Romans, you know, talks about human government. In there after the flood, God set up human government there. It was Noah. And it was basic plans, and the greatest plan, the greatest important point about the plan was justice. Justice. Don't cheat your fellow. You shall not lie. You shall not what? Commit perjury. You shall not steal. You shall not be so greedy. In the Old Testament, you find out that God taxed the rich very heavily. He did. He taxed the rich very heavily. Put it back in society. Because they got the rich, their power. It was power. And that power made them many times wrong. You watch that movie, The Christmas Story? How many of you watched the movie, The Christmas Story, with Jimmy Stewart? Not Christmas Story, but It's a Wonderful Life. It's a Wonderful Life. That's what I meant to say. But it was the justice, wasn't it? George was a good guy. And Potter was a bad guy. Here we have the same thing in everything. Justice, right and wrong. All the same thing, right and wrongs. Right and wrongs. God intervenes so many times. Sometimes not in this life. But sometimes we see when God intervenes. We see it when God intervenes. You know, there is not one word that's ever been spoken that you won't be, no one idle word that's ever been spoken that you won't be judged for. There's not one person that's ever been cheated out of everything that he had that he won't pay for ever for. Be paying forever. God's justice, he does intervene. The old story was that Samuel Colt made all men equal. Remember that? Samuel Colt. I'm almost bought an old Colt 45 tonight. Samuel Colt said Samuel Colt made all men equal. Well, God, many times, becomes a great equalizer. The great equalizer. And that's what's going to happen here in the 41st chapter of the book of Genesis. We have nothing but corruption. We have wrongs over and over and over again. The Bible is a book of horror sometimes, isn't it? Sexual scandals, murders, cheating, lying, stealing. All of this. Many times over and over and over again. Well, let's go look at... Let's see what happens with Joseph here. We're going to get over here and we might even look at some giants, maybe, in a little bit. Wahi, Meketz, Shenatayim, Yamim, Upharo, Shalem, Wihene, Omed, Al, Hayar. And it became, third person masculine singular cowl, all consecutive and perfect. And it became and kept on covering from one end, from end to years and days. 2 years full of days. What does the word year in Hebrew mean? What does the word here mean? Do you remember what it means? Huh? It means a complete cycle. All four seasons. A completeness. That's what the word year means, is a completeness. All right? And Pharaoh. Upharo. What does Pharaoh mean? What does Pharaoh mean?
Big house.
Big house. Thank you, Brother Roger. You get an A+ for tonight. Big house. He's a man in the big house. on slave plantations in the South, the big plantation owner was in the big house on the hill. Tara. Like in Gone with the Wind. People were so abused over and over again. There was a man that wrote voluminously about slavery. He hated slavery. And he said, why in the world would all of these people, especially in England and in America, of all places, enslave other people? They say, why? We've got people, a lot of people out of work in England and Scotland and all over the place. Why don't they just indenture them for 10 years and come over here and they can work out that and they won't be trying to cut your throat or something, because slaves sometimes hated their masters, didn't they? They'd kill them. And the masters were in fear of that. And they needed to be sometimes. Terrible things happened on those plantations. He said it's a whole lot more costly to buy a slave that maybe never will work like a man that is working for you that you can reward for his goodness. They work harder. Not only that, but they know your language. You don't have to teach them anything. And there's another thing about history. I worked in the cotton fields a long time ago. And we would go out there, and my grandmother and my great-grandmother, my grandfather was very, his lungs were destroyed in World War I. He could hardly ever work. He died at 54 years old, I think. Of old age, he was old at 54 years old. Been sick ever since World War I. We go out in the cotton fields. My grandmother could sing like a canary. All she could sing. And the black people out there and her, they would be singing. And every one of the songs that they would be singing was taking them into glory land. Because those cotton fields were miserable. They were talking about the mansion over the hill and when the roll is called up yonder and swing low sweet chariot and all of those songs. They singing themselves in the glory out of that misery. So many times, the greatest preachers were those ignorant black preachers in those little black Baptist churches in the South. Spiritual people, crying out for justice. All right? Pharaoh, the man in the big house. dreaming, hypnos. Masculine singer, Kyle Participle, he was dreaming. And behold, standing unto the river, Ha-Ha-Ayar, the river, talking about the Nile River. Now God intervenes here. He's like Samuel Colt. He's going to make all men equal. Joseph has been forgotten. He helped everybody, every place that he ever went. God was blessing him, wasn't he? No matter what, God was blessing him. Wihene, men hayar, aloth, shiva perot, ya perot, mare, uverioth, sar, waterina, ba'acha. Sometimes I just can't talk. And behold, from the river. See that word man there? That's a preposition. Man, hayar, from the river, going up. Feminine. She going up. All right. Feminine, plural, cow, participle. She going up seven. Seven heifers. Female cows. Seven heifers. All right. Beautiful, yafot. Beautiful. Appearance, mare. And fat of flesh. Fat flesh, basar. See that word, basar? What's the word in Greek for flesh? Which one goes on there? Sarx. Sarx. All right. And they kept on feeding, is what it says. And they kept on feeding. Third person, feminine, plural. These are all girls now. It tells you that. They were all feeding in the reeds or by the reeds. Ba-a-cho, by the reeds. This is a dream. This is a hypnose. The word hypnosis comes from the Greek word hypnose, which means to dream. And God was intervening here and bringing some justice about by causing Pharaoh in the big house to dream at night. And he wouldn't let him sleep. He slept, but he couldn't rest because he was dreaming this dream. Wihene, Shiva, Parot, Acharoth, Aloth, Acharahim. Men, Kayar, Oth, Mare, Widagoth, Basar, Watamadina, Esel, Ha Paroth, Al Shifath, Ha Hayor. And behold, seven Shiva. Say Shiva. I think that's a pretty little word, Shiva, seven. Heifers, Parot. These are young female cows, okay? Young female cows. A heifer is a cow that's never had a calf. You know, that's what they are. That's what a heifer is. The cow's never had a calf. Other, after, following. That's what this means, following. Following after, and going up. Aloth, going up, feminine plural, cow participle, after them. Preposition, and it's plural, suffix, third person plural, feminine. From, little preposition, from ha-yar, from the river. And then it says evil, ra-ah, ra-oth, ra-oth. Ra is the root of that word, ra. All right, evil. Evil mare, appearance. Evil looking. We dogoth. And lean and skinny of flesh. Bony fingers. Yeah. And they kept on standing. They kept on standing. Third person, feminine, plural, cow, wow, consecutive, imperfect. And they kept on standing. Etzel beside Ha-Paroth, the heifers, upon the bank, the river. Upon the bank, the river. That word bank there means to encircle. It means to, in a pen. They were encircled in a pen by the river. They were encircled in a pen by the river. Watakalna. Haparoth, Raoth, Hamare, Wedagoth, Habasar, Het, Shiva, Haparoth, Yefath, Hamare, We Haberioth, We Ekots, Pero. And they kept on eating, these cows did, and the girls kept on eating, the heifers, the evil. They just kept on eating, like piranhas, like hungry beasts. They kept on eating, the evil heifers kept on eating, and the appearance unto the appearance or the faces of them were skinny. They were dwarf, like midgets. And the flesh of the seven, the cows, beautiful, of the vision or appearance, and the fat. And he woke up, Pharaoh. He kept on dreaming this dream, and he woke up. He woke up. He's rich. He's in the big house. But he doesn't have any sleep. That is restful. He's tossing and turning all the time in his sleep. And he doesn't have any rest. Because God's going to intervene. He's going to bring up justice. Joseph didn't have any defender, did he? But he was in the right, wasn't he? Who was the old gal that was in the wrong?
Remember her?
Yasuf?
Yes. Remember her? Zaluka.
All right. The poor old eunuch's wife. The eunuch had married this woman, Zaluka, and of course he was a eunuch. He couldn't be a husband to her, but he had her as a wife, and he was taking real good care of her. And Joseph was a very beautiful man, it said, and she wanted to be with him. And Joseph was a man of honor, a man of right, a man of righteousness. And he said, I cannot do that. Well, she tried to trap him and trick him and everything else, and he just would not concede. And, of course, she falsely accused him, except we know one thing. What do we know about it? Everybody that worked in Pharaoh's house, every man was what? A eunuch. He did not trust them, except for Joseph was there. He worked with this chief slaughterer that was a eunuch. All right? He worked with him. And do you think that Potiphar, do you think that he believed his wife?
No.
No, he did not. He did not believe her. He didn't believe her because what would have been the first thing? Well, he would have killed Joseph, for one. If he did believe her, he would have killed her. But before he killed him, he would have neutered him. He would have made him a eunuch completely and probably left him stay that way for a month or two and then killed him. That's what they did back in those days. Well, Joseph didn't have either one of those problems, but he was incarcerated in a jail. All right? He put him in there, I think, for safekeeping. For safekeeping. Sometimes people are put in jail for safekeeping to keep society off of them. Keep society off of them. 41 verse 5. Weyishan. Wayachalom. Shanet. Wehenah. Sheba. Shibolim. Oloth. Bekaneh, Echad, Berioth, Wetvoth. And he kept on sleeping. And he kept on dreaming this hypnotic trance. This holom, that's hypnose in Greek. He kept on being hypnotized by God in his sleep. Kept on being hypnotized by God a second time, Shanit. A second time. Or a second period of time. And behold, 7 ears of grain. Shibolim. 7 ears of grain going up. And these ears of grain are feminine also. That's feminine plural. Called participle. In stalk, 1 fat and good. Look at that word fat. Very oath. And good. We to both. All right, the word tov is in the middle of that. That means good. 41 and verse 6. Wehenah, Shiva, Shibolim, Dagoth, Yushidufoth, Godim, Salmichoth, Acharehim. And behold, see that word we on the front of that? That is a what? That's a conjunction. That's an and. What's the conjunction? What is the and in Greek? Page 208. Tie. All right. That little word right here, this little letter, is the same thing as this in Greek. Just like that. All right. And it's that way all over. There are several different ands in Greek. Weak adversity conjunction, strong adversity conjunctions, all kinds of conjunctions in Greek. Now here we have this little wind. We and they. And behold, 7 ears of grain lean. Ears of grain lean. By the way, there wasn't any corn over there in the Middle East. Where it said in the King James Bible that they went out and gathered up corn in their hands, there wasn't any corn over there. No corn. Corn came from America. Corn was genetically engineered. Even, I believe, before Christ in the Americas. Tomatoes were the same way, tomatoes and corn. They were all genetically engineered. ears of grain lean, and scorched and blasted. Feminine plural, cal participle. And scorched and blasted the east wind, sprouting forth after them. All right. This east wind was a hot wind, a real hot wind. Which way does the sun come up? In the east. All right, comes up in the east and goes down the west, always, you know, really. Always. And the east is where it's going to get warm the best. And if the wind comes from the east, it's going to be a hot wind, isn't it? A hot wind. North wind is usually called what? The northers. That's the cold winds. The east wind is the hot wind. All right? Wata balna. Balna. That's a hard word. Wata balna. Hash shivolim. Hadagoos. Et shiva. Hashivolim. Havios. We. Ha me lios. Why ye gots? Peiro. Wihene halom. And they were swallowing down and chewing down and swallowing down. Third person, feminine plural, cal, wow, consecutive, and perfect. And they kept on swallowing down the ears of the lean. These lean ears, now the skinny cows kept on eating up the good cows. And these skinny ears of corn kept on eating up the others. Okay, this east wind, eating them up. The seven, the ears, the fat. And the full, and he awoke, Pharaoh. And behold, the dream. The hypnotic trance. God was bringing forth justice here. Bringing forth justice. Why did he have a dream? Why did he have a dream? Pharaoh, Joseph had been in that prison unjustly for 2 years. Since he helped the old wine taster out. Now the baker, what happened to the baker? He was executed. All right. Both of them had sinned. It says they had sinned. Ta-ta. They had sinned against Pharaoh. What they did, we do not know. But evidently, it was a capital offense. And one of them, he would put both of them in prison. And one of them ended up getting executed over it. And the other one was put back in his place. Wahi. Baboker. Wahi pa'im. Ruchau. Wahish. Lok. Wahyikra. Et, call, har to me, Mitzrayim, we et, call, hakameha, why safar, peiro, lehem, et, halomo, we en, palter, otam, lefero. And it became in morning, and it became in the breaking of the day. Look at that word, and it became there. We, why he, and it became. Third person, masculine, singular, cow, in breaking of the morning, in the breaking of the day. Remember, this word means to plow. It also means a cow that is strong enough and big enough to carry or to drag a plow. And she was troubled and disturbed. All right? She was troubled and disturbed, his spirit. When the Bible talks about a man's spirit, it is usually in the feminine, in Hebrew. And in Greek, it is neuter. But in the Hebrew, it is feminine. Your feminine spirit, your spirit, she was troubled. His spirit, she was troubled. And his spirit... And he sent, and he kept on sending, and he kept on calling. All, call is all, remember? All the scribes. These are the engravers. These scribes, they're engravers. kept on calling the engravers. These people were the ones that wrote down. These are the county clerks. These are the legal scribes. These are the lawyers of the day, okay? He kept on calling the lawyers in. And they were also musicians. And that's Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, that's Egyptos in Greek. All right? What does Mitzrayim mean? Mitzrayim. Remember that, Sharon? What's Mitzrayim mean? The other Sharon back there? What's
Red mud.
The land of red mud, canal banks, and bulwarks. All right. Got two Sharons sitting one in front of the other. That's that. Didn't mean to confuse you girls now. All right. We et, and we got and on front of that direct sign of direct object, don't we? And all the wise men, all of the educated men, all of those that were educated. And he rehearsed. All right, third person Miocene, PL, while consecutive, with great force and excitement, he rehearsed or recounted Pharaoh to them his dream. And not, we and not one interpreting, one translating to them, or one of them translating of them to Pharaoh. Not one of them was able to do his job. Not one person was able to do his job. Why did God send Pharaoh a dream? To bring about justice. What was the last words that Pharaoh told the wine taster? Not Pharaoh, but Joseph. He said, when you get into Pharaoh's house, you're going to be into the president's house. Here's the prime minister. He's the guy in the big house. When you get into the big house, tell him that I'm in jail here and I haven't done anything. Joseph got in trouble watching over his brothers. He was their shepherd. And they got jealous and they got rid of him. He was sold 2 times before he's taken out of that cesspool or whatever he's thrown into, either a well or a cesspool. Sold 2 times. Sold down in there, but God kept blessing him and trying to bring about justice for him. In our society in America, if you are wrong or if you're right, it should not, if a country is legitimate, if a nation is legitimate, it should not cost you everything you have to prove that you are innocent. Just think about that for a while. You should be able to get a public defender if you're innocent and prove without costing you anything, because you're already a victim, aren't you? You've already been victimized once. Okay? Joseph was a victim. If it costs you everything that you have to protect yourself from some evildoer, and just look at here, look what happened down in Los Angeles not too many years ago when a man killed his wife. He got out of it, didn't he? Why? Because he was up on this ladder up here so high that he could afford justice on his side, to weigh the scales down on his side. He ended up over in Las Vegas and he got in trouble over there, didn't he? And he's in prison. He didn't quite have enough clout over there to weigh down the scales in the wrong direction. People in history, how many times have you ever seen people put in prison for many, many years and they were not guilty at all? Not guilty at all. And they turn them loose and they said, well, we don't know what we're going to do. How could we repay you back for the 30 or 40 years? When they find out they aren't guilty. What did it cost that man? And many times he was a man of low means, not high on the ladder. God's going to tilt the scales here now. Why the bar? Sar. Hamashkin. Et. Ero. Lemor. Et hata'e ani mizker hayom. And he spoke words. Look at that word, davar. That's the root of it. Page 120 and page 210. And page 120 in Brown, Driver, and Briggs, page 210 in Kohler and Baumgartner's lexicon. The chief. In Greek is archeonokos. Archeonokos. The head lawman, the head lawyer. All right? The chief, the head wine taster, archeoinokos, the head wine taster. Oinos is wine. And he spoke words, the chief of the cupbearers, the wine taster. Remember back then, different dynasties were killed out by other people. And what was the normal way of getting rid of somebody? Poison. All right? Poison. Poison people. So they had a man that would taste the wine ahead of time, and they would check him out for a little while. He drank half the cup, the very cup that he was going to give to the master, to the Pharaoh. He would drink out of that cup and hang around for a while, and if he was still alive, then the Pharaoh would drink it. Pretty smart people back then. Sometimes the cupbearer was the one that would poison the person. The cupbearer. Pharaoh, saying, Lamor, my sins, to miss the mark, look at there. This is the word, this is not hamartia in Greek. Hamartia does not mean to miss the mark. I don't care how many preachers say that. I don't care what Thayer says or anybody else. You go look it up. You go chase that rabbit yourself and you're going to find out it means to go astray. But right here, they missed the mark. Somehow or another, maybe this cupbearer, maybe Pharaoh got sick. Whatever happened. Thought he was poisoned. And so he put the cupbearer in the jail. That Pharaoh saying, my sins, I, remembering the day, all right, when I missed the mark. I remember when I was in jail, when I missed the mark, all right. In the New Testament is astokio, page 57 in the little analytical Greek lexicon, 2 Timothy 2.18, 1 Timothy 1, 6 and 21. The Septuagint is translated incorrectly here. I just want you to know that. Because it uses the word hamartia. It should be astokio, which means to miss the mark. His missing the mark. All right, his missing the mark. He missed the mark. All right. Does anyone have the Amplified Bible here? Anyone? No one? You have Amplified Bible? Young lady, could you get up here and read for me 41 and verse 1 through 9? Is that possible? All right. 41, 1 through 9.
After 2 full years, Pharaoh dreamed that he stood by the river Nile. And behold, there came up out of the river Nile 7 well-favored cows, sleek and handsome and fat, and they grazed in the reed grass in a marshy pasture. And behold, 7 other cows came up after them out of the river Nile, ill-favored and gaunt and ugly, and stood by the fat cows on the bank of the river Nile. And the ill-favored, gaunt, and ugly cows ate up the 7 well-favored and fat cows. Then Pharaoh awoke. But he slept and dreamed the second time, and behold, 7 ears of grain came out on one stalk, plump and good. And behold, after them 7 ears of grain sprouted, thin and blighted by the east wind. And the 7 thin ears of grain devoured the 7 plump and full ears. And Pharaoh awoke, and behold, it was a dream. So when morning came, his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called for all the magicians and all the wise men of Egypt. And Pharaoh told them in his dreams, but not one could interpret them to him. Then the chief butler said to Pharaoh, I remembered my faults today.
All right. He remembered his sins today. He is missing the mark today. All right? Remember when he has sinned and fallen short one time. 41 verse 10 now. 41 verse 10. Pharaoh, Gasoff, All, Abadol, Wayatin, Oti, B. Mishmar, Beth, Tsar, Hatabahim, Oti, Weet, Tsar, Haofim. The halting speech halts in the wrong place sometimes. Pharaoh, and he had become angry against his servants. All right, you remember. And he gave me in custody in the house of the chief, the executioners, or the slaughterers, the cook. Me and chief, the one baking. He said, I remember when I sinned. He said, I remember my sin. He was a pretty brave man to even say that, wasn't he? I bet he hoped Pharaoh would forget it forever. All right? But he said, here, I remember my sin. Wa na chalma. I'll get it right in a minute. Shalom. Bilala. Ichad. Ani. Wa. Wahu. Ish. Keth it ron. Shalom. Shalomal. Shalomenu. I can't really read my own writing. I just can't talk. Oh. And we kept on dreaming a dream in the night. Balila. Say Balila. That's in the night. One, I, and he, each man, according to interpretation, his dream, we have dreamed. We have dreamed. First person corporal, plural, cal perfect. 41 and verse 12 now. 41 and verse 12. We didn't get to the giants. We'll do that later sometime. We shall get to know Na'ar, Ibri, Evaet, Lesar, Hatabakim. I got to turn this damn peep over here. This is going to work. Where was I? Where? Okay. Hatabachim. Wa nisapar. Lo. Wa yiftar. Lanu. Et. Shalom. Shalomotenu. Ish. Ka choloma. Patar. We shall. And there. There in that place, that word Shem there, what does Shem mean? It means name, it means monument, it means place. Sometimes it will mean a pillar or a monument or a road sign or whatever. It means a place or a monument, okay? And there with us, Itam. By the way, that with us there, basically that's a sign of the direct object with a suffix with it. That's what it is. A youth, a Hebrew, from beyond the river. That's the word Hebrew means. Someone from beyond the river. Eved, a slave. Joseph went from being the shepherd of all of his brothers and the heir of his family fortune to a slave. They always had they got a lot of movies from a prince to a pauper or a pauper to a prince. Remember all of that? Well, that's what happened to poor old Joseph. Lesar. To the chief, the cook or slaughterer, executioner, whatever. And we told to him, and he interpreted. He kept on interpreting to us our dreams. each according to the to his own dream, he had recounted them. He had recounted them. 41 verse 13 now. Wahi, Ta'ashar, Patar, Lanu, Ken, Haya, Hote, Hesiv, All, Kani, Wioto, Tala. If I'd read it faster, I figured I might be able to get through it, maybe. I would, maybe my halting speech would forget to happen. But I did it fast enough. Wahi, and became, and it became just as, Ka'ashur, just as he had interpreted to us. In this manner, one of these dairy flies is in here bothering me. I don't know how it got all the way out from out there. You know, they say, I was down at the supervisor's place, and they say that those dairy flies do not go over 1/4 mile from those dairies. I think the man told a fib. And he's in a public place. That's an injustice, all right, because they're here.
I don't see there was something sticky here, because there's some on the table, and the flies just
going
over
there. Yeah. They're dairy mascots. They came all the way here. But they were supposed to be only 1/4 mile. And it had become me. He had returned. He had returned unto my place. Al Kani. And him he had hanged. He had executed Talah. 41:14. Now we have a meeting of two great men. A meeting of two great men that become fast friends. Wayishla, Pero, Wayikra, Het, Yosef, Wayitzuhu, Men, Habor, Waygalu, Waychale, Sim, Loto, Wayavo, El Pharo. And he kept on sending Pharaoh, and he called Joseph. What's Joseph mean? What's Joseph mean?
Joseph.
What?
He will prosper.
Prosperous. To increase. To be fat and to increase, to bring wealth. And by the way, everyone that touched Joseph, he was like, had the Midas touch, didn't he? What they call the Midas touch. Stories have been written, little parables like the Midas touch from him. The goose that laid the golden egg. All of this, you know, this is Joseph. And they made him run from the dungeon. The Habaur. From the dungeon. From the pit. He was down in the pit. Down in the dungeon. And he shaved himself, and he shaved himself. Now, by the way, these people were very clean people over there. They were Hamites, weren't they? This bunch of people. They're Hermetic, but they were cousins to Joseph, by the way. Did you know that? The Pharaoh that was on the throne right there was related to Joseph. This is what they call the shepherd king, so to speak. All right? And they were very clean. They would bathe many times a day. They didn't like sweat. They didn't like smelliness. They used a lot of makeup and fixed their hair. And they had really glistening, clean clothes. Okay? And they couldn't stand body hair at all. So they would shave all of their hair off. They would shave it all off. All right? Shave all the hair off of their face and their heads and everything, pretty much. And he shaved himself, and he changed his wrapper. Remember, clothing is a wrapper. We wrap ourselves a little differently today than they wrapped themselves then. All right? Wrappers. And he came in unto Pharaoh. All right. And he came in unto Pharaoh. 41:15. Wayomer. Pharaoh. El Yosef. Shalom. Chalmah. Shalomti, Yufotar, and Ota, Waani, Shamati, Alika, Lamor, Tishma, Shalom, Liftor, Otom. And he kept on saying Pharaoh unto Joseph. He kept on saying Pharaoh unto Joseph. El Yosef. The dream. I had a dream. And I have dreamed. And one interpreting, look at that word, masculine, singular, cal participle. One interpreting, not. Little adverb there. In, not, it. And I, we, ani, and I have heard. First person construct, singular, cal perfect. And I have heard concerning you, saying, you have kept, you have, you kept on hearing the dream to interpret it. You're a dream interpreter. You're one who keeps on interpreting dreams. You are a professional dream interpreter. That's what he's saying right here. You are a professional dream interpreter. 41 verse 16. Wayan Yosef et Paro Lemor Bilade Elohim Yane et Shalom Paro. And he answered and kept on answering Joseph Pharaoh, saying, not I, apart from me, God, Elohim, the Creator. Now, Brother Lee Kuster was in here the other that morning. How many of you were here when Lee was in? He's a real Bible student. And he's been coming to my classes almost 20 years, I guess, off and on. And he makes some profound statements sometimes, and I listen to him. He reads a lot like I do and studies, and we kind of bounce things off like playing ping pong with the Bible, back and forth with each other. And he told me one time, as he was reading Eric Sauer's work, I believe it was, he said, every nation has an Elohim. Every nation has an Elohim, has a creator. As a god. And we know that the pharaohs, Egypt, did have gods. They had plenty of gods. They had gods left over. They had lots of them. Okay? Plenty of gods. They were no shortage of gods in Egypt. And the Greeks had no shortage of gods. But only Israel had a Jehovah. That is the Jehovah is the covenant god. The God that made a covenant with Israel to save them by His own merits. That God would save His people. Alright? He said, not I, but the Creator God. He shall answer. He shall keep on answering. And then he says, Shalom. Et Shalom. That word, Shalom means what?
Agreement.
And when you have agreement, you have peace. Like I said many times, over there in the Middle East, they greet each other with shalom. The Arabs and the Jews. Shalom, shalom, shalom. They wear the name out. They wear the word out. But there is no agreement. There is no peace. This word, he said, it's a word that means completeness. It means safety. It means health. It means prosperity. It means quiet. Tranquility and contentment and friendship. The Greek is irene. Well, no. Shalom and the word shalom are different words altogether. Dream, it means a hypnotic trance. He had a trance. He was in a trance. When you're in a dream world, aren't you? It's really funny because you don't rest good unless you're dreaming. But when you're dreaming, you can be fighting, you can be running, you can be doing all kinds of stuff. When you got rapid eye movement, you know what they say, REM sleep, that's when you've got deep sleep. Well, you're in a hypnotic world. Welfare to Pharaoh, 41:17. Y the bar. Perol. El Yosef. Baholomi. Hene. Omed. Al. Rifat. Hayor. And he spoke forcefully. That word PL, third person, master, senior, PL, wow, consecutive, imperfect. And he kept on speaking forcefully, Pharaoh, unto Joseph. He was excited. He was recanting with great terror and excitement. That's what's all in that verb right there. In my dream, and behold, I kept on standing upon the bank of the river, of the stream, the Nile is what he's talking about. We're going to quit here when we hit 20. Is that all right? Wehene men hayar alot shiva beroth berioth lasar wefoth taor waterena ba'atu. God is evening the scales. God is bringing justice. And behold, from the river going up seven. What is a heifer? What is a heifer? It's a young female cow that hasn't had a calf yet. Fat of flesh and beautiful of form. And they were feeding in the reeds or by the reeds. 41 verse 19. Wihane, Shiva, Haroth, Acheroth, Aloth, Acharihim, Daloth. We roth taor miod we ra koth basar lo raati kahine we call eretz mitzrayim laroa. And behold, seven female cows, female heifers, following them. Other ones following them, going up after them. Poor, weak, sickly looking, evil, a form, exceedingly meowed. That's a lot, meowed lots. Are you seeing what's going on here? And lean and skinny of flesh. Not I have seen like them in all the land of Egypt for badness and evilness. Not I have seen them in all the land of Pharaoh for evilness. 41 and verse 20. This is our last verse. Wata kalna haparoth haragoth viharoth et shiva haparoth harishanoth Haberoth. And the she-cows and the heifers, they ate. They kept on eating. The cows, the lean, the evil. Seven heifers from the first. Look at the word harishonoth. That comes from Rosh. See the word Rosh? That means head in there. The ones that were first. They kept on eating the worms that were first. The fat ones, Chris, do you think you could come up here and read that with the Amplified Bible from where you started up to verse number 20? And that's where we'll start. 21 is where we'll start next week.
Start with verse 10.
Yes.
When Pharaoh was angry with his servants and put me in custody in the captain of the guard's house, both me and the chief baker, we dreamed a dream in the same night. He and I, we dreamed, each of us according to the significance of the interpretation of his dream. And there was there with us a young man, a Hebrew servant to the captain of the guard and chief executioner. And we told him our dreams, and he interpreted them to us, to each man, according to the significance of his dream. And as he interpreted to us, so it came to pass, I was restored to my office as chief butler, and the baker was hanged. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon. But Joseph shaved himself, changed his clothes, and made himself presentable. Then he came into Pharaoh's presence. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is no one who can interpret it. And I have heard it said of you that you can understand a dream and interpret it. Joseph answered Pharaoh, it is not in me. God, not I, will give Pharaoh a favorable answer of peace. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, in my dream, behold, I stood on the bank of the river Nile. And behold, there came up out of the river Nile 7 fat, sleek, and handsome cows. And they grazed in the reed grass of a marshy pasture. And behold, 7 other cows came up after them, undernourished, gaunt, and ugly, just skin and bones, such emaciated animals as I have never seen in all of Egypt. And the lean and ill-favored cows ate up the 7 fat cows that had come first.
Verse 20.
That's where we'll start. That previews the coming attraction. Now you get, if the Lord gives me grace and lets me hang around until next week, that's where we'll go. All right. Do you have any questions? God brings forth justice.
I do have a question.
Yes.
When Pharaoh first told his dream, you read about it. Then he tells it again. Why doesn't God just have him write? And he recounted his story, the same story, to Joseph. Instead, you have to read it again a second time. You know what I mean?
Well,
it's redundant.
God tells us what happened, and then he explains what happened, and then he explains to Joseph. Repetition doesn't hurt you in the Bible. Because you know what? Sometimes we catch something the second time we didn't catch the first time.
Okay.
All right? Sometimes we catch something the second time that we didn't catch the first time. Thank you, Chris, for getting up here and taking place part so much and reading that for us. I forgot to bring my Amplified Bible. I'd have Sharon or Mike or Roger or somebody get up here and read it. Anyway, any other questions? Any other questions? Sharon, do you mind coming up here, this Sharon right here, and dismissing us in prayer tonight?
Thank you, Father, for this opportunity we had to really dig into your word and to learn your word.